Follow MK Dons
with BBC Three Counties Radio.
We started off on Tuesday, probably one, but we were poor for 20 minutes. The boys watched it yesterday and no uncertain terms got told where we were wrong. And they just didn't feel like they had legs going in the first 20 minutes. It was still that sort of, they prepared right, they did everything right. And in fact, the pitch was horrendous. When we got back to 1-1, those were at the game, it was comfortable. We were the better team. And then a decision which was ludicrous. We've got video footage to prove that the fourth official was not looking at the incident. And he said he'd seen it. Unbelievable. Shocking. We've also got video footage to prove that Isaac McLeod was punched twice and they seen it. And I've spoke to certain people at the PGMOL, and them two people have been asked not to probably referee or be involved at the weekend because they feel that they got things wrong. Doesn't give me the 3 points back. No. Sick and tired of it, because I don't remember a game this year where we've got gained an advantage from a referee decision. Very, very few. There's been a lot of games this year. This year has been difficult in relation to obviously the first four games. And by the way, to the fans, this is not an excuse. This is not me sort of shirking responsibility, because I won't do that. I've got too much respect for them to start telling lies and to go against the grain, you know what I mean? But we had four sends off at the beginning of the year, three weren't sendings off. Then we go and have probably one of the worst injuries to probably almost your spine in McKenzie, Gleeson, and Chadwick. And days like Tuesday, I was absolutely distraught, because the players did everything they could on Saturday, the fans did everything they could, fans went all the way down to Yeovil, the supporters, the players again did everything they could, and it's been taken away from them by someone who's guessed at a refereeing decision. You can't guess. It's wrong.
Follow MK Dons
with BBC Three Counties Radio.